Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the wondrous world of...
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Mystique Entertainment, a global network for your top source for live streaming continuous content such as music, film, trade shows, lifestyle and wellness, and reality shows. For business inquiries, contact Mystique Entertainment. Info mystiqueentertainment@gmail.com.
And now, the wondrous world of...
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
How to survive in South Central? A place where busting the gap is fundamental. No, you can't find this shit in a handbook. Take a close look at a rap crook. Rule number one, get yourself a gun. A nine in your ass will be fine. It in your glove compartment, cause jackers, oh, they love to start shit. Now if you're white, you can trust the police, but if you're black, they ain't nothing but beef. Watch out for the kill. Don't make a bump move and keep your hands on the steering wheel. And don't get smart, answer all questions, and that's your first lesson on staying alive in South Central Kids. That's how you survive.
Hi, this is Elena. Are you enjoying your stay in South Central Los Angeles?
I so love that song. Man, I love it. Welcome to DC's Black and White, No Gray Zone. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I'm going to leave that little tune playing in the background as I always do. Get it right at the right, you know, where you still hear it pumping in the background. Oh, man. Okay, so I have so many things I'm going to go through tonight. And let me get this down just a little bit because I get so distracted by the lyrics. I love the lyrics in that song. It's just because I'm an L.A. boy, born and raised. Anyway, all right, let's get started. So, I decided I was going to start off this show by telling a very embarrassing story that happened to me. And you talk about, there's no way I could be a narcissist if I do this. I'm going to bare my soul and tell my listeners the most intimate, screwed up thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And I think you're going to laugh for sure. I know you might even, you know, do a little bit of regurgitating in your mouth. What did he just say? Yeah. It's a crude story. It's a funny story. It is a story of my youth. And I'll leave it at that for right now. I'll get that little teaser out. But what I want to do was, I wanted to tell, I guess I didn't have anybody contact me on the religion thing. Nobody feels like they can go round with me. You know what I mean? I get these text messages, I get these phone calls, but people don't want to get on the air and go one-on-one with me. I don't get it. I'm a pussycat. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big kitty. You know what I'm saying? Because I do love pussy cats. So anyway, Ed, are you listening? Oh, my God. You have no clue how I enjoy this show. I kind of let loose and do my thing, but all right, so here we go. I'm going to start with this story. I'll start from A to Z, and I'll tell it chronologically. Some of my most intimate friends probably already know the story, but I've never told a mass amount of people or anything like this, so here we go. I went to a party when I was in high school, and I was never a drinker. I never drank it. I didn't have my first alcohol probably until I was 22. Just not for any other reason. I've always been happy and I've always been able to gel in any crowd. So whether it's full white on white boy crowd in the valley or it's black people in the hood or Latinos in LA, you know, I've always just been able to vibe with it and get in there. So my song cut off. Man, I'll tell you. I notice it in the background, you know what I mean? I notice it when it's gone. I'm like, no. But anyway. All right. So go to this party. My friend Greg, blonde white dude, his parents were gone for the weekend. So you know, they're all drinking when I get there, and I'm not a drinker. So I was like, hey, I'm going to go chill out in the hot tub, right? So I go chill out there. I think I had shorts on. I didn't think I had swim trunks. So this blonde white girl comes out, and she gets into the spa. You know, it's only the two of us. So it's one of those things where, you know, you feel like you're forced to talk to the one, to the girl, because if you don't, now you're just leering at her. And she was chesty, you know, throaty. I assume she could hit some high notes and sing it. But anyway, so she's sitting there, and she starts talking to me. She's showing a lot of interest. And I'm there in the capacity of, like, my mind is set on this. I just don't want to be home. You know what I'm saying? So I just go hang, see my friends, spend a couple hours out, and then go back home. I was a pretty good kid in high school, you know, other than my pizza, should I say my pizza episode? I'll call it my pizza episode. Other than that, and I want to tell you guys this story in the beginning of my show, because I'm going to switch it up, and I have a lot of good stuff. I almost said pits with the SH. Caught myself. Anyway, I have a lot of good stuff that I really want people to listen to, and it's informative. So I want to make you laugh first, make you, you know, vomit a little bit, and then, you know, move on to the serious stuff. So anyway, I'm sitting there, she's talking, and somehow she moves her way across the spot over time, and she's right next to me, and then she straddles me, and then we're kissing. And by the way, like, I never, ever, ever did anything without a condom. Never. I was like, you know, like, you just don't do it. So I knew we weren't going to, you know, have sex. I'm almost slipping on the F word. But anyway, so we're messing around, and, you know, how can I say this? The windpipe gullies are in my face. Very hefty, very throaty. And then she reaches down, and she wakes up Bad News Brown. There we go, that's a good one to say. She wakes Bad News Brown up real fast, and she starts to give him a handshake. And Bad News Brown is down for that, you know what I mean? So anyway, you know, she straddled me, and I figured I might have put my hand in other places. You know, like I said earlier, I do love pussy cats. And so it could have been maybe a little finger roll manipulation, might I say? I'm making up words. Finger roll. Oh, my God. Finger roll. Anyway, I'm so stupid. I swear to God. So, I, you know, you hear me laugh sometimes. And I'm laughing at myself, because some of the stuff that comes out of my mouth, I just go, it's not a script. I don't have a script in front of me. Everybody that knows me knows this is how I am. So but I entertain myself. Is that crazy? It really is crazy. I admit it. I'm the crazy one in the room right now. So anyway, she's moving up and down. And, you know, she's got Bad News Brown in her hand. And without any warning, she sits down on top of him. And I stopped and went, you know what I mean? Like, what the hell? You know, like, I was shaken by that maneuver. And, you know, after, like, her vigorous movements and lower distractions, might I call them, it took me about 5 seconds to go, I'm already in there now, you know what I mean? Whatever. So, you know, we do the deal, and first time ever, like, in a spa, and what do you call it? Not the spa, but the hot tub. I'm in the hot tub, and that's it, right? Okay. I get her number, and it's like 3 days like clockwork, right? I get up in the morning, and back then, I was wearing tidy whities. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you sleep. Like, now, I go commando. You know, I let them swing free. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no cage in B&B. You know what I'm saying? When my boy wants out, he gets out. Anyway, so anyway. And remember, this is a story from when I was either 16 or 17. I want to say I was 17 when this happened. I want to say that was 17. If I had to put money on it, I'd say 17. But anyway, so still a minor in California, in case you have other people that are listening from other states. You're not an adult until you're 18 in California. You can't start making your own decisions until you're 18. So anyway, so 3 days later, I'm wearing my tidy whities. I get up out of bed, and as I'm getting out of bed, I pull my underwear off. And, you know, back in the day, when I was 17, man, let me see how I can put this. Okay. You know how Eminem said, my mind's playing tricks on me? So my mind would play tricks on me. And then Bad News Brown would spit. You know what I'm saying? You get where I'm coming from, right? I'm trying it. And you're killing me, man. This is at least an NC-17 story, you know what I'm saying? Triple X, baby. You know what I'm saying? I need one of those ratings, bro. You know, just ponder it. Just all I'm asking is to ponder it. Start your you know what I mean? Swing with me, Ed. Come on, man. Anyway, I was, let's say, gummed up. Yeah, let's put it that way. I was gummed up in my underwear. And so I go to pull my underwear off, and I'm expecting that it's literally Bad News Brown has said, hey, man, control your shit up. Go to the stairs. Well, anyway, so I look down, and with my eyes all full of sleep, I look down, and for a half a second, I thought I saw green stuff in my underwear. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm go to the bathroom, go pee, right? Pour on my underwear, and now I do have green stuff in my underwear. And I go to pee, and I swear to God, it was like somebody lit a match on the end of my penis. Bad News Brown was screaming. I was, like, holding on to the counter next to me, and I didn't know what the hell was cracking. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to get to the doctor, right? So what happens is I'm freaking out because I can't go to my family doctor because my family doctor is going to tell my mother, you know what I'm saying, who's ultra-religious, you know what I'm saying? I'll tell you guys a real quick story. I might have said it on the air once before, but I'll tell you how it was real quick, and I'll tell you how my relationship was with my mother when I was in high school. I go out to get pizza. I ask my mom, does she want some? She said, yeah. I said, okay, cool. I get a special pizza for my mother, like half a pizza the way she wanted, when she wanted, even though she only had one slice, but I still did a half for her. Anyway, so I leave, and I'm gone for maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes. I'm in high school, like 16, 17. And I get back, and I say, hey, Mom, I got the pizza. Do you want me to bring it back to you on a plate, or are you going to come up here, or, you know, what do you want me to do? And my mother's response was, she screams from her bedroom, there's a list of floozies on the table that called you, with an attitude in her voice. You know what I mean? And I go, what is she talking about? You know, so I walk over to the table, and I look. And I swear to God, 9 different girls called me in that little bit of time. Different names. 9 different girls. Oh, my God. And so I look at the list, and I say to my mom from the other room, you know, she's still back in her bedroom. I say, oh, they're just, and she said, stop it. Mm-mm. Don't lie to me. I couldn't even tell her they were just friends, right? You know what I mean? She wasn't buying it. So anyway, you understand how my mother was. She was not a stupid woman. She saw through the BS. You know what I mean? And she called me on it. But there was no way I was going to go in this situation to my regular doctor so that I'd have to be, oh my God, verbally just torn apart, mentally dissected, emotionally ripped apart. I mean, it would have just been horrible for me to have to go to my mom with this, or, you know, post the situation. So I'm freaking out in my mind. I'm trying to figure out where to go. And then I thought to myself, I said, I went, you know what? I heard somebody talking about a clinic. And I looked up a clinic. You know, this is when we still had phone books. You know what I mean? Nobody's carrying cell phones. So I'm looking in the phone book, I found a clinic. I drive on over there, and I go in there. Okay, you know, obviously there's a waiting room, reception area, walk in. I walk in there, and I swear to God, it is the dregs of humanity. I'm talking meth, crackheads, homeless, dirty, filthy, coughing, sneezing, toothless. One dude literally had one tooth flapping in the wind. Like, the air conditioner was on, and I swear it was just flapping and moving back and forth. That could have been my imagination because I was just punch drunk from my environment at that moment. But anyway, so I go ahead and I go up to the receptionist and I tell the girl, you know, quietly, I'm like, hey, I got, you know, the green stuff coming out. I'm dangling, you know what I mean? Baddie's brain is hurting. He needs help, you know what I mean? So I go sit down. And I'm sitting between, I'll never forget this in my life. On my left side, I had a woman who looked, she had like reddish brown hair, and she was so filthy dirty. But that's not even the problem. She was steadily scratching her left arm. And at that point, you know, I just figured it was crack, and, you know, heroin or whatever. But anyway, she's going through her thing over here. On the right side, I had this dude that was coughing, and his cough did not sound healthy. And I'm skeeved out. I swear to God, as soon as I sat down, I felt like a million bugs just started crawling all over me and going inside my butthole, my pee hole, my eyes, my ears, my nose, my mouth, everything. I just felt I was being attacked from the outside in, you know what I mean? And I'm sitting there, I'm so uncomfortable. So I sit there like a half hour, and I go up to the desk and I go, you know, what's going on? Da, da, da. Well, we take them by, you know, as you come, da, 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 da. So, okay. I go sit down. I swear to God, I sat there like an hour and a half. And I'm freaking out because I'm just in a, I'm not cool with this environment. You know what I mean? So I go ahead and I get up to leave and I get to the door and this woman, and I do not want to call her a woman. Everyone knows what I want to call this woman. I've got to tell you what she said. You'll be calling her the word. Oh man. You can pick the 4 or the 5 letter word. It's up to you. The B or the C, do what you want in your own mind. But I know which one I'm going with. So as I put my hand on the door, this woman, across the whole reception area, raises her voice and says, it's only going to get worse if you don't get it taken care of now. Oh, my God. Like, my shoulders went up. I had no neck at that point. My shoulders were next to my ears. You know what I'm saying? I froze, and I'm like, you know, my teeth are, you know, and I slither out the door. You know what I mean? Literally, I found the smallest crack in the door, just slithered on out. So now I'm in my car panicking in the parking lot, and I'm going, I got to get this taken care of. What is going on? I got to know what this is. I have to get to the doctor. Finally, ding dong, brainstorm hit me. Go to the ER. Right, because before I didn't want to use my mother's, you know, medical insurance because I didn't want to go see my doctor. But if I go to the ER, hopefully, maybe, let's roll the dice, this guy will be so busy he won't contact my mother. So anyway, so I go in there, I get in there, and I tell the doctor this whole deal, and I even swear up and down, I'm like, bro, it's the first time I've had sex without a condom. I said, every time I wear a condom, every time. And I said, I wasn't even trying to have sex with her. You know what I mean? I thought we were just fooling around. And then, boom, she, you know, she changed it and did what she wanted to do. And I was just like, I was shook. You know what I mean? And he's sitting there listening to the story. And I swear, thinking back to it, right, me being 48 now, I think back to it. And I have a different analogy of that meeting between me and that ER doctor. So I'll tell you what I thought when I was 17. And I'll tell you what I'm thinking now. Then he's sweating me. Well, you know, I'm going to have to call your mother. You know, you're underage. And I'm like, bro, I do not do this. You won't see me in here again. I'm swearing off all sex. How about that? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even trying to have my, you know, Bad News Brown, you know, coughing up guacamole again. You know what I'm saying? That's we say on a nay-nay, no. And he's like, well, you know, I'm not really sure. And he's sweating me hard. But anyway, ends up saying he won't call my mother. You know what I'm saying? I want to fall to my knees and kiss this guy's shoes. You know, but anyway, so I leave. Done. That whole deal is done. But let me tell you what I think the situation was. And this is this is just me looking back at it as I talk about it. I think he totally believed me, but he wanted to freak me out mentally and make me think that he had to call my mother. I don't think he ever had any intention on calling my mom. And I think that he sweated me. He was a white dude, and I really did appreciate him actually showing a little bit of caring, and you know what I mean? Like, because he could have been an ER doctor just saying, hey, turn over. You shot in the ass. You took these pills. Get the hell out. And didn't care. You know what I mean? So I want to give my man a golf clap. There you go. Get your 5 seconds golf clap going on. And then, hold on 1 second. Okay. So then, you know, me being a responsible 17-year-old that I am, I get home. I call the girl up, and I tell her, I say, hey, yeah, well, by the way, I forgot to say, I asked a bunch of questions about how this works. How did I get this? You know, like, is it like, oh, yeah, it's all going to come into the next part, but I asked a lot of questions of this doctor. Once I knew he wasn't going to tell, and you know, my blood pressure came down, then we were able to, you know, spit game and talk. But anyway, so I called the girl up on the phone, trying to be responsible. And I said, I was diagnosed with gonorrhea, and you need to go get checked. You gave me gonorrhea. She responded to me and said, I don't have nothing. And I sat there and I was quiet. And then when she was done, she said, you had checked one of your other, you know, and I'm like, I said, first of all, okay, I said, do you think I'd be calling you if I wasn't sure it was you? I said, I asked the guy. He said, gonorrhea pops up in men like clockwork 3 days. He said, usually it's like 3 days. You know, within that time, it 4 days, he said, I've never seen it. That's what he told me. And he said, women can have it and not know that they have it. So this is what he told me. And I told her that. Swearing up and down, she ain't got nothing, blah, blah, blah. I said, listen, I did the mature thing. I told you, what's up? Lose my number. I'll lose yours. I don't want nothing to do with your stank punani. Let's say that I use those words, right? Anyway, so that's that, right? I just thought I'd tell a little story because it's an embarrassing story. I don't even think I told my daughter that story. Yeah, I don't think I have. Anyway, there it is. It's out in the air. Anyway, so I was watching Bill Maher, and I don't know if this is a real story. Okay, I don't know, but I would, you know how Bill Maher does his he reads these little articles like News Time or whatever. Anyway, there was an article that I saw with him, and he did. I just wrote it down real quick just to remind me. But he said that a husband came home and said he caught chlamydia from the mask he had on his face. His wife believed him. Oh, my God. You know they voted for Trump. You know what I'm saying? You know both of them voted for Trump. Anyway. All right. So I have some really good stuff that I want to throw at you. This is all my boys listening live. Hey, man, if you're listening live, man, you can call in. And if you got a story. Oh, wait. I got a caller. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this on. Let's see. I forget how to do this. Let me see real quick. I have to remember. There we go. There we go. Hey, caller.
Yeah.
Who is this? Oh, this is what I wanted, people. You don't understand. I'm ready to put my show on pause because I wanted my boy to call in. Good looking, homie. A lot of love to you, man. This is my boy. Am I able to use the one that describes the season? The word for
What's
your
up?
Name?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. So this is my boy Nature, and he has a hell of a story. Did you hear my story, Nate?
Nah, just tuned in.
Oh, okay. Well, I just told a very embarrassing story, and... But I wanted to ask you, my brother, man, because you went through something that I'm not going to talk about what state you're in. I'm not going to give you a full name, none of that. But I would love to be able to interview you about, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Possibly. We can work out.
All right, cool. My man. I'm so happy. All right, bro. So let me ask you this. This obviously, this is like my brother. I love him to death. He's a really good dude, loyal like me. And, man, anyway, I'm so happy to have you on the air, bro. Anyway, let me say this. He has a story that is probably going to top mine because his is like crazy. I want to ask you questions about what your emotions were, what your thoughts were throughout the whole process. So, you know what I want to do? I'm going to send you a text, and I want you to know here. I'm going to send it to you, and I want to tell you this is what the story is about, in case you're not sure. Right? Let me know when you got it. I'll fill the air with my deep, melodious tones. Me. You got it, right?
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. So that's cool. Okay, cool. So I want to start out. I don't want to say what that is in the beginning. I want to kind of say it when it's happening, like organically. So what was going on in your life before this situation came up that made you feel like you had to go the route that you did? Without giving away what it is we're talking about yet. I mean, was it financial? Was it emotional? Was it, you know, desperation? You know what I'm saying?
First go around? Or like the last time?
Oh,
the first time ever. No, we could go. Okay, we can go to, sure. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to make sure I understand what I'm saying. I thought there was only one. Are you telling me there's
two?
Yeah,
sure. No, one.
Oh,
two,
my
one,
God.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start with the first one. All right? Let's start with the first one. What exactly, what was the motivation? What was your thought process behind, you know, what was going on with you? I mean, was it financial?
He fresh. I'm not.
Got you. Okay, so it was more you were thirsty for money. You needed it. You wanted it. It wasn't even.
Never a need. Not need.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, not like need. Just
more.
Just
want.
Like. Yeah, just want. Like, man, fresh. I'm not.
Okay, so. Can you tell me, was this a store or what type of store this was? Let's say that. You don't have to say the name of the store, just what type of store.
Yeah, person.
Oh, a person. Damn. Okay. So, I remember that you did tell me this. It just hit me. Oh, was my man into the dirty arts of dealing?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so go ahead. I want you to tell your story. If you can just be detailed, and if there's anything I need to cut you off on and ask you, I'll ask. But I'll try to let you just tell it from A to Z. What did you do? What did you have? You know, how did it unfold?
Just more of a situation where. The fresh, I wasn't. I seen the opportunity.
On the street,
wasn't
your house.
No, on the street.
Oh, okay.
Walking down the street with his young lady. I hollered at his young lady. You know, just like, you know what I mean, letting him know that she was a sucker. He started to take offense to it. Like, yeah, I mean, see, he started to cop an attitude, so I pushed him, still proceeded to talk to his girl, whatever, because he was around. She just like, yeah, I mean, she tried to play like, yeah, I mean, she wasn't interested, but she was definitely smiling. So like, yeah, I mean, when, he had walked away with her, grabbed her by her arm, walked away, smacked the ass, like whatever. She smiled, kept walking.
She so left then, him behind.
He said, "What's up?"
Because you shoved him down, right, to the ground.
Yeah.
And she left him?
No. It was more like she stepped to the side.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So then did you have anything in your hand?
Oh, no.
Persuading him to come up? Oh, no?
No. First time was real easy.
Oh, wow.
First time was real easy. Like,
okay.
I thought he was a sucker.
Oh, wow. So you just made him run his pockets, basically.
Basically. It all started off with me. In front of his woman. Because he was a sucker. Like, I always knew it. I always knew he was just a sucker.
And you weren't afraid of any retaliation then, huh?
No, he was a sucker. No,
wow.
He was a sucker.
Okay. And you do understand that you messed that relationship up for the rest of your life. You understand she will never have sex with him the way she used to. In fact, she's probably putting a dildo on doing him. You understand that?
Oh, no. I actually got her phone number.
Ah, wait. In that situation or another day?
Nah, later. A little later.
You got a golf clap for that. Hold on, man. Oh, man. Okay. Now, the second story is a story that I'm really interested in. I don't want to give it away, but that's why I was talking about a store or, you know, bank, convenience, you know, 7-Eleven. What are we talking?
Second situation was with a friend in front of my in front of an old apartment building. It was my nigga C Money. That's just the name that I'm going to use to call him right now.
Gotcha.
My nigga C Money. It was actually like a crack spot.
And okay.
Yeah. And he, see, Money is big dude.
Physically, are we talking like how tall? Throw some weight around. What are we talking?
Okay.
6 feet, 280. What are we talking?
We was about 17 years old. He was about 6'4", about 270.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, he's got size on him.
Solid,
right.
Like, solid, young, youthful, too, like, full of vigor. Just, like, you know what I mean, with it, just reckless, just, you know what I mean, yeah.
All right.
It was like,
So, would you say
I had
in
it
this situation...
What's up?
I just want to ask this question. Would you say in this situation he pulled you in to do it or you pulled him in to do it? Well, who would you say was kind of leading him?
It was more.
Damn.
Because it was just on some more like, yo, you see that? And I was it was just more. He was just like, yo, you see that? And I said, word. And we looked at each other like, yo, word. And we just walked over
to
the
grimy.
Yeah.
Time to get dirty. Okay.
Yeah.
When you walked in, okay. So start with me. Oh, wait. Did you guys have anything in your hands, or was this, you know what I'm saying?
He never needed nothing in his hand.
Gotcha.
I had something, you know.
People fear size.
I had something.
Gotcha.
I got you.
That's enough. Thank you so much. Okay, now let me ask you this. Got you, because I've lived that life. I know exactly what you're saying. A lot of people, they don't want to mess with size. And my ex used to tell me, she did, not the one you know, but the one before her, my daughter's mother, she used to say, you walk like you're ready to whoop somebody's ass. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But anyway, okay, so let me ask you a question. So you walk in here, and what was said, and who did you guys go after?
Whenever I was with him, it was more just like, yo, just he handled it, just put my hand out. You more, it was just more like a Debo situation. He punched, I just reached my hand out.
Oh. He walked the streets and motherfuckers. Oh, sorry about that cousin. He walked the streets and deuces. dude just had that money in the hand waiting for him. It was like tied and tied. like his hand was basking and it was just tied and tied.
Yeah. Exactly. He was a big dude. Okay. Like when I was with him, it was just more just, he always just told me, like, yo, just put your hand out, son. You straight.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So you guys get away. I want to talk about, is that the situation you got caught from, that situation?
No.
Oh, there's a third?
Yeah.
There's a third situation? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My man, okay. You make this gets better and better. I may not be able to get to my other topics tonight. Okay. So let me ask you this real quick. You got in, you got out, there were no complications, no problems in that number two situation,
correct?
Okay.
Right.
And so now you've done it once, now you've done it twice, and now it's a situation where you're kind of feeling like shit, you can't be stopped, and you're a young dude. You know, we all think stupid when we're young, you know what I mean? So the third situation, how did they come up, and were you by yourself, or was it somebody else with you? Let's start with that.
Started by myself.
Oh, okay. And what was your, was it impromptu or was it something that you planned out?
Nah, just something that just spur of the moment.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. I thought this was planned. Okay. So then, and did you bring anybody? Oh, spur of the moment. So obviously you didn't bring anybody in, just you. So what was the situation now? The first one was a person, the second was a crack house, the third one was what?
The one you're aware of. Started off by myself, but someone else just happened to just swing by, and I said, okay, come on.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what was the location of the third place? What did they do there? Was it a place of business?
Yes.
Are we talking a liquor store? Are we talking a bank or a grocery store? What are we talking? Or is that too much detail?
Yeah, we can skip on that.
Okay, cool. So the good thing about it is I will say this. I know for a fact if you've been tried and you've done time on one crime, you cannot be retried for the same crime again.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just want to make sure. Okay, cool. So in this situation, tell me what happened. Best you can do without, you know, I mean, you – we'll talk about what happened after that, but I can't wait to hear the whole from A to Z. So I'll let you go. Go ahead, my man.
So I started off late night. I was walking down the street. I needed a couple dollars. Because I just recently spent all of my money buying everybody Christmas gifts. And I needed a way home. And no one was able to help me out. So I figured, hey, let's do what I know how to do. You know, just because, yeah. Not because I wanted to do it, because I wanted to, like, yeah, I mean, it's just because, honestly, I just didn't have a way home. When I was walking down the street, I was actually just getting out of work. I had money to get to work. I didn't have money to get home from work. Payday was only, like, the next 2 days away. The young lady who I was with just bought me Christmas gifts, so she didn't have any money. And I wasn't going to sit up there and, like, you know, make up a face and frown up. No, I'm straight. So, like, hey, I'm a man. That's the way I know how to do. I seen somebody who I knew. Instead of them offering me a ride, they said, hey, let me come with you. I was like, in my head, I was just like, oh, man, this is some bullshit. You got a car, is that an offer me a ride? He won't go in with me. So, fuck it. In and out. Not an issue. Nothing. Late night anyway. Police pulled over.
So let me ask you this. I was just about to ask you, did you guys just go in with your faces? You no ski mask, no nothing, just no, you know what I'm saying? Did you cover your faces up or no?
I didn't. Okay. I did.
Okay.
It was wintertime.
Oh, you did?
Of course I covered my face.
Okay, cool. He did not. You did. Okay, got you. So you said the police pulled you guys over after this? How much time after that would you say?
Two minutes. Didn't even get to the car.
Oh, it was quick. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, somebody hit a button while you were in there. Did you know while you were in there that the button had been pressed or no?
Nah.
So you're trying to get away. Did you guys get in the car?
Actually, it wasn't nobody from on the inside. It was somebody on the outside that just said they seen two motherfuckers late night walking around looking crazy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Lucky you. Okay. All right. So then, can I ask the amount of money from that situation or no?
Oh, no.
Oh, you don't know? Oh, yeah, you didn't even have time to go through it, huh? Jesus.
No.
Okay. So then you were arrested on the spot, correct?
Yep.
And did you go to court and plead not guilty?
Hell yeah.
Okay. And so you had a jury trial, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they come back with, their decision?
Guilty with the time. Guilty. That's why I did my time.
And how much time did they give you, the judge?
Okay, I got home altogether. I ended up sitting in a box for 2 years. Then I had to sit on parole for a good another 18 months.
And I want to tell my listeners, I know this man so well now. He's like my brother, and I love him to death. His wife is like my sister. And it's a rough story to be told, but we've all done things we shouldn't have done and grow up from it. His is a little bit more extreme than most people. But I got to give my man kudos for coming on and telling me any of this. And I think it's the most interesting story to hear somebody talk about their reasons why they did what they did at the moment. I mean, that's the same on a way lesser level, but think about what I was doing with the pizza stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that was just dumb as hell. I wasn't thinking it through. And, if I'd been caught, I could have been charged with armed robbery, even though I didn't even have a gun. I made them think I had a gun. So, boom. You know what I mean? And that's all you need in California, at least. I'm not sure how your state, I'm not going to say what state you're in, but I don't know how your state works. But in California, it doesn't matter if you have it or not. If you imply it or you make the person think you have a gun, you know, like a finger in your pocket pointing like a gun, that's armed robbery.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But,
definitely.
Man, I want to tell you thank you so much for coming on, my brother, man. Seriously.
No doubt.
I love you, man. I know you got to get to sleep.
Nah, man, I'm going to sit back and listen. I'm going to sit back and listen
for
the rest.
Well, I got a little bit of numbers I'm going to throw it. In fact, if you want to hang on and you want to cut in and say whatever you want to say, I would love to keep you on to the end of the show. You down for that? Or you want to do whatever you want to do?
Nah, go for it. Yeah, let's rock out. Go for it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so we're moving on, and this is what I want to talk to people about tonight, man. I turned on CNN, and I only have 15 minutes to do this, but I'm going to try to get through it. These numbers that I'm about to quote everyone from is from Johns Hopkins University, a very, very reputable place. Globally, the total cases that have died, I mean, I'm sorry, total cases on the planet that have basically checked in, we're right under 20 million. 20 million cases. That's ridiculous to me, right? Deaths globally, they're saying it's 728,000 and change. That's almost like 750,000, basically. Now, U.S. cases, and I'm saying all these numbers for a reason. U.S. cases are basically at 5 million. That's how many that's been reported. Now, that's not, remember, these reported cases is not about everybody that has it. You know, because they tell you to stay home. They don't tell you to come in and get tested. They tell you to stay home.
I agree.
So if you're sick,
saving up showing your wife.
Exactly. You're not being counted. You know what I mean? How's your wife doing? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's straight.
Okay, cool. All right. But anyway, the deaths in America, we're pushing 163,000 real soon. Yeah, 163,000. Now, I think that's a high number, but then I think it's kind of a low number when you think about who's in office. We have a blithering orangutan idiot who can't count his own toes. So I think this number's pretty good. You know, you gotta kind of look at what you're looking at. But I have something funny I wanted to tell people. I saw this on the news today. And if this is – I want to get your thoughts on this, man. This is one of the things I cannot understand how Trump, I don't refer to him as his name. He is a tramp, and that's who he is. President Trump, actually, the New York Times reported that the White House reached out to the South Dakota governor about adding President Trump to Mount Rushmore.
Oh, man.
What's your reaction?
That's bugged out.
Yeah, exactly.
He bugged out.
I laugh at that type of thing. You know why? Because I cannot understand how he's so much lesser. Like, in other words, I would put Obama up there before him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would put everybody up there. Everybody in the past, even the slave masters, I would put up there before him. And this has nothing to do with me hating on President Trump. It has literally everything to do with the level of stupidity. This man has convinced people in America that COVID-19 is a hoax. Okay, I have
another. I'll put Kanye up there before I put him.
You put who? Say it again.
I put Kanye up there before I put him.
Okay, wait a minute. I have something I want to. Here we go. In Sturgis, South Dakota. South Dakota sounds like a place I never want to visit, by the way. But in Sturgis, South Dakota, today. This is the report, okay? Masks not required at South Dakota biker rally expected to draw 250,000 people. So you got a bunch of bikers
racist shit.
Coming in.
That's how it's a racist shit.
Doing this. Oh yeah, probably. I don't think there's too many brothers that go up there. You know what I mean? But anyway,
shit.
My point is this. Oh yeah, but think about this. This is what I want to talk to people about tonight. It's really something. If you think about it. The level of stupidity that Trump talks to, this is basically just going to be weeding out the dummies from the smarties. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, it's a thinning out process. The people that are listening to Trump are of lesser IQ, typically speaking, lower IQ. And those are the people, these bikers, who are going to show up. And even there was a doctor on the air. Her name was Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Don't ask me to know. I don't know if that's correct. But anyway, she's a medical analyst for CNN. And she said what's going to happen is all these people come in from different areas, right? They spend their 10 days. It's a 10-day rally. That, you know, they all gather. They're drinking. They're in close proximity of everyone. Who knows? There might be some, you know, hiding the sausage. You know, games that are going down there.
You already know.
That happens.
You already
exactly.
know.
Now, after 10 days, everybody goes home. Everybody goes home, and now those people who are infected are infecting their little areas they live in. I'm just happy I live in a nice area where there's no bikers. You know what I mean? But it's just, it's kind of funny because all they're going to do is go home and contaminate their hometown, you know, on a massive level.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not wearing a mask. I'm looking at this picture. I wish I was on TV at this point because I took a screenshot off my TV. And I'm looking at these people. I swear to God, it has to be thousands of people on the street. It's amazing. A number of people. They're just crowded. But it's an epidemic, and our dumbass president has convinced people that it's not, nothing's going on. And to me, you know, 20 million cases globally. Remember, he's been saying it's a hoax from the beginning. He just admitted it when it came to America. But before the disease got to America, before it was rampant, before February, he was saying it was a hoax. It was BS. This is who wants to be reelected.
He's a clown. He's the same dude.
Yeah,
Who be on social media trying to get a full fucking social media shit to shut down? What is it called? TikTok. He's obligating them to shut down like in 45 days if they don't sell it. He's a lame, yo. he's like a girl,
hey.
Yo. He's like a girl. Like who really? What dude really rants over social media? And you're supposed to be a leader.
I can't even compare him to a woman because I respect women way more than I respect this douchebag. I can't understand him, man. I can't. But listen, there was a report. There was a picture that went viral. This girl in high school, she took a picture of her classmates all standing in the hallway. This is in Dallas, Georgia, right? I guess there's a city in Georgia called Dallas, right? Anyway, it says GA school. So that's Georgia school. Highlighted in viral photo to switch to viral learning for 2 days. They have had so many cases pop up from them just being in school for 2 days, but now they're trying to send them home. And I was just talking to a friend about this recently. I was telling her, I was like, you know, kids are not going back to school. Don't send your kid back to school. This is ridiculous. It's going to be so bad because kids don't wash their hands. Kids don't do what adults are doing to prevent. You know what I'm saying? Kids are not gonna. I mean, they're knuckleheads, man. We were all children. We didn't.
God bless the babies.
We're supposed to do it. Yeah, you know what I mean. And you know, kids, they hold hands, they put their boogers in them, on each other, they run around, they grab hands, they touch. High school is even worse. You know, if you like a girl, you're all over her. She's drinking from her friend. I mean, it's just it's running rampant.
Stupid. Not a
stupid. But anyway, there was. There was a
high school. You know what you're doing. High school. You know exactly what you're doing.
You
seventh
should
grade,
know. I agree.
Under that,
I agree with you.
Under eighth grade,
you should know.
God bless the babies. You in high school? You trying to hug up on somebody while you want to go do all of that? You stupid. You know that Roni out here. You know that Roni out here.
Roni.
You want to hug up and play cold hands. You
there's
stupid. But other than that, God bless the babies.
Listen to this, man. U.S. COVID-19 cases surpass 5 million with no sign of slowing down. Now, think about this. 99 days ago, we were at 1 million cases, right? Think about that. 43 days ago, just 43 days ago, we were at 2 million. 28 days ago, we were at 3 million. 15 days ago, we were at 4 million. 17 days, we were at 5 million. Like this, it's crazy. It's literally the arc. Looks like the chart is just going up. There's no leveling. There's no going down. It's going up.
And one more thing, you got to keep in mind what you said earlier. The people that they tell do not come in. The people that's uncounted.
You know what? And that's real. You know, there's one other thing. Remember, I forgot to say this. The girl that took the picture at the high school in Dallas, Georgia, she actually got suspended from her school because she posted that picture on social media. Can you believe that? She did good. She brought light to a situation that's horrible and bad. I don't understand it, man. It's crazy. So anyway, she ended up getting the suspension lifted and everything. But just the fact of the mentality, their knee-jerk reaction is to suspend the girl because she posted a picture online. Get out of here, man. South Dakota they've done themselves no favor over the last week or so. They really haven't. Man, I'm going to have to let you go, bro. God, man, this show went fast. the show went fast. But let me tell you this, Nature, I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on, telling me, you know, these stories. They're not funny, but they are interesting as all hell. And my man has changed his life around. I'm not going to talk about what he's doing now. But if you met him now, you would have no clue that any of that stuff was in his past. And I'm proud of my little brother. I call him my big little brother because my man is 6'4" and I'm 6'3". So he's got an inch on me, but he's my big little brother. You know what I mean? All right, Nature. I appreciate you, my brother. All right, brother, you too. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna mute you so you can stay on if you want. All right. So I did not get to everything I wanted to get to, but I apologize. I really wanted to hear Nature's story. I thought it was really something that was phenomenal. And oh, wait a minute. I got a text. I don't even have time to read it. Damn. All right. So I'll just leave it at this. Thank you so much. This is a very different show. This isn't what my show was usually about. It was just kind of thrown together. I had so much I wanted to say. Man, I didn't get to not even half of it. But, I appreciate my boy Nate coming on. I really do. Thank you for listening to DC's Black and White. No Gray Zone. I appreciate it. And I got another caller. Jesus Christ! Right now, I'm going to click on it real quick. Oops, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Caller.
Hello.
You there?
Yes. What's up, DC?
I know who this is. I can tell. You know I'm going off the air.
You are?
Literally, yes. Look at the time. It's 8:57. I'm supposed to be hitting my music right now. But I had to answer. Thank you for calling. I won't even say who you are. If you want to say, you can. But I love you. Thank you for calling.
This is Suzanne. All right. I'm going to listen to the show tomorrow. Keep up the awesome work.
All right. Thank you, girl. Appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. So cute. Bye-bye. Oh, my God. That was funny. All right, that was worth it. All right, I'm out. Thank you so much, everyone. I appreciate your ears. I appreciate you kind of going with the flow this week. Guarantee you next week it'll be more structured the way I do. But this one, I had to do it. I had to do it. And now you know what's about to hit you. You know what's about to hit you with some Ice Cube. Ice
and
Cube.
Now, the wondrous world of...
Los Angeles,
you and your family can have season tranquility. Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
How to survive in South Central? A place where busting the cap is fundamental. No, you can't find a shit in a handbook. Take a close look at a rap crook. Rule number one, get yourself a gun, a 9 in your ass to be fine. Keep it in your club compartment, cause jackers, oh, they love to start shit. Now, if you're white, you can trust the police. But if you're black, they ain't nothing but beef. Watch out for the kill. Don't make a false move and keep your hands on the steering wheel. And don't get smart. Answer all questions. And that's your first lesson on staying alive in South Central Kid. That's how you survive.
Hi, this is Elizabeth. Are you enjoying your stay in South Central Los Angeles? Or is somebody taking your thing? Drive-by. Okay. Make sure you have your camcorder ready to witness the extracurricular activities on Black by the Police. So you and your family can enjoy this tape over and over again.
Rule number two, don't trust nobody, especially a bitch with a hook and pot. Cause it ain't nothing but a trap, and females will get the jacks and kidnapped. You'll wind up dead. Just to be safe, don't wear no blue or red, cause most niggas get got. In neither L.A., Compton, or Watts, pissed off black human beings. So I think you better skip the sightseeing. And if you're nothing but a mark, make sure that's in before dark. But if you need some affection, mate, make sure the bitch ain't a Section 8. Cause if so, that's a monkey wrench hoe. And you won't survive in South Central.
Now you realize it's not always cracked up to be. You realize